Yeah, all good. I'm about to have too much coffee for one day, but that's okay. It's day one of...
Since
February 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fucking great to be back. I mean, we can start with this. I woke up this morning and I walked down here to come around to the back of the venue and I saw a German street sign. You know, the blue street sign?
Yeah.
With this writing. Yeah.
I
wanted to cry with happiness. It was like, we're in fucking Germany! Like, there's still a big part of me that thinks that I'm dreaming right now, being here, because we haven't been this is the longest I've not been to Germany in my life, you know? And fucking great to be back here again. Nice to see you. And it's a beautiful day.
Sieben Tage, sieben Songs. Der Music und Talk Podcast mit Matthias und Ragnar.
Achtung, Frank Turner, Spezialaufgabe.
Hallo, hier ist wieder sieben Tage, sieben Songs. Mein Name ist Matthias. Der Ragnar, der ist heute leider nicht dabei, der ärgert sich auch ganz tüchtig. Der ist nämlich in Spanien im Urlaub und ich habe hier ein Interview für euch, das ich mit Frank Turner am Ostermontag am Veranstaltungsort seines Konzertes im Aladdin Bremen aufgenommen habe. Viel Spaß damit.
It's a pleasure for me to be here, because first I'm a great fan of you.
Thank you.
And me and a friend, we're making a small podcast, music podcast, and we talk about new music and we have musicians from all around that underrated and no one knows, and
sure.
Give them the opportunity to to show what they...
That's great. That's awesome.
And
are you guys based in Bremen?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Great.
We come near Bremen.
Near Bremen, okay.
Yeah, 20 kilometers away.
Okay.
So I get a few of questions. Most,
yeah, yeah. Well,
the most is about around the music, and
sure.
Some of the questions are the same questions we gave to the musicians we
sure.
have in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So first, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be in Germany.
that you're on our podcast, and we first asked the musicians what kind of influence of music. We have which band musician has the biggest influence? I know you're a fan of Counting Crows.
I'm a big fan of the Counting Crows. I mean, am I only allowed to pick one? That's difficult.
No.
You know, I mean, a friend of mine the other day, an old friend of mine who's known me for a very long time, basically described me to somebody else in a bar the other day as being a cross between Black Flag and Counting Crows. And I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I mean, it's more complicated than that, actually, and I love a lot of Bruce Springsteen and Townes Van Zandt and the Weekends and blah, 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 Fugazi, whatever. But let's say Black Flag, Counting Crows.
Yeah, there's so much music.
yeah, totally. And I got, actually, last autumn, I got to tour with Counting Crows in America.
Yes, I know.
My heart exploded. It was a beautiful thing.
It was nice if we come together back to Germany, because in my music history, at first I came to Counting Crows,
and then
you came, yeah. And it's very nice to
it's
be
It's a
here.
Huge privilege to know those guys and to play shows with them. They're awesome people. They're really, really lovely.
Oh, that's fine. You have on Spotify a list, One Foot for the
yeah,
Other,
yeah.
And there are several bands. I don't know, some I know.
Good, good. This is good. I mean, it sounds to me it's the same idea as this podcast, right?
Yes, can I?
You know, some of it is like, sometimes there's old stuff on there that I've been just discovering myself, because everybody discovers old stuff sometimes. But a lot of the time it's just, you know, I try to listen to new music. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm super up to speed on all new music or anything, like... Still haven't heard a song by Wet Leg yet, apparently I should, but do you know what I mean? But I try and listen to new stuff generally, and I partly, I'm mainly for my own benefit, because there's loads of good music out there, And in the last 2 years throughout the pandemic, one of the things I did was I built my own recording studio to record other bands. And in the place I live now, I'm kind of recording all these kind of younger bands. And it's so cool. And as a songwriter myself, it's the best type of inspiration. People hit a certain age and they start kind of saying stupid shit like, oh, there's no good rock music anymore. And it's like, shut up, man, you're just old. Do you know what I mean? It's like, there's loads of good rock music or any other type of music. You're just not listening in the right places anymore. And like, it's been really fun having like, I had a bunch of guys in my studio the other day who are 18 years old. I was like, I could be your dad. But they were so exciting and so cool and full of energy and like enthusiasm and just electricity in the room, you know? And so, yeah, so with that playlist, it's like, that's just me trying to share what I know with other people.
And so for them, a great push to be in your studio or...
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... The problem now is that now that my normal life is starting again and I'm coming to Germany again, I don't have any fucking time. You know what I mean? So I've got a lot of people have been asking me to come in my studio recently, and I'm like, I'll be home in August. Oh, yeah. And when I get home in August, I have to remind my wife what I look like. You know,
that's
so
very difficult. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy.
And
yeah.
From the bands, especially from the younger bands, yeah. Do we have one that you could you say it's underrated, most underrated, and it deserves the attention of our podcast listeners?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to give you the obvious answer.
Yes.
Which is Pet Needs.
Pet
who are
Needs.
Playing tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. They come from the town that I moved to.
And they make punk rock, I know.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a punk rock
yeah.
band. And I mixed their first record for them. And then I've just produced their second record, which isn't out yet.
Okay.
But I saw them play a show in like 2019. I was headlining a festival in London. And they sent me an email that just said, hey, if you're not doing anything during the day, we're playing at like 2 o'clock on
okay.
the small stage. And I got this email and I was like, I'm not doing anything. Uh-huh. Fuck it, I'm going to go. And like me and my friend, actually the same friend I was
yeah.
just talking about, we went over to see them and we were both like, damn, these guys are really fucking good. And so I mixed that record and then I sent it to Extra Mile, the label that I'm
yeah.
with, and they went, holy shit, this is great. And they put it out. And now we're taking them on tour, and hopefully that way everybody... I think tonight is their first ever German show.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. I will hear it tonight.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. They're fucking great. They'll
okay.
blow you away. And one of the things I like about them is every single... Because we've done some bunch of shows together in England now,
yeah.
and every night they come out and the room's like, who the fuck is this? And by the end of their show, the whole fucking crowd is like... like, oh, you're our new favorite band. They're really good at winning an audience.
Yeah.
So... You're
it's a good startup.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah definitely.
Okay. Your new album, FDHC, which means Frank Turner Home Crowd,
yeah.
is seems very personal for me.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's about songs about your father
mm-hmm.
and the loss of Scott Hutchinson from Frightened Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it feel to sing these songs live on stage?
A little nervous
yeah.
sometimes, yeah. Well, also particularly this time has been strange because usually, you know, we record a record and then we tour up until the release and we tour through the release and the new songs are in the set a bit before the album comes out. But we haven't been touring for obvious reasons, so... Like, tonight we're going to play a bunch of new shit for the first ever time in Germany, and it's like, whew, I hope people like this. But it's, so there's that. But also, yeah, it's a very personal record. I mean, I've written personal records in the past.
Yes, yes, sure.
I didn't do that for a couple of albums on purpose. You know, I wanted to try out other things, and I've sort of come back to that. But I'm a bit older, and there's more things to talk about. And like, you know, getting older is generally awful. but one of the consolations is you're more secure in yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I mentioned this because like, I was not ready to talk about my dad. I was not ready to talk about drugs in the way that I talk about them on this record. And all those kinds of things, like coming back to writing personal songs again after a 2-album break was kind of interesting. It was like, oh, I have more to say, you know. But yeah, there's definitely when you write, and the pandemic helped with this. Whenever I try and write, I try not to think about what other people will say about the songs, because that way you don't want to be writing with someone looking over your shoulder. You know what I mean? But then you have to work quite hard to like keep the blinkers on and not think about it while you're writing, and then while you're recording, and then when you're mixing, you start kind of going, ah. people are gonna fucking hear this, and then you play it on the stage and you go, oh shit. But the fact that we kind of, that I wrote the record and we recorded it in the pandemic made the first part of that easier, because I wasn't seeing anybody, you know, and so it felt like I was just singing to myself, and that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. As a fan, I had to do this question: why did you change the FDHA look?
It's just one? It's just for one record. Okay. It's for one record.
Okay, it's only for the record. Turn to the old one.
Yeah. I mean, the old one's still what it is, you know. But I mean, I've had the idea of calling an album FTHC for a long time.
Yeah.
And then when I started writing this record, and it became more of a kind of like punk record, you know, it was like, oh, it's this one. Like, it sort of has to be this one. I don't know which other one it would ever be. You know what I mean? So, and I love the new logo thing. I think it's super fucking cool. But that's the thing for this record.
Okay.
That one's staying in. That's the long-term one.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, it's the obvious one, right? It's the old school hardcore. But, like, I thought it would be cool to have something different for this record. Train time. Some of the trains are longer than others. Oh, that was a short one.
I know a British band who is called I Like Trains, but I don't like trains. I know that you've recorded a lot of songs with other artists.
Mm.
Nathan Cray, Donuts, German band.
Yeah.
And if we had a wish, which artist you would...
It's a difficult question, because many of my favorite artists, I love them because they're kind of perfect, you know? Like, if I did a recording session with Nick Cave, what the fuck would I do? I'd stand there with a tambourine. You're doing really great, Nick. Like, he doesn't need me to be there to be Nick Cave.
But it's a wish.
Yeah, it's a wish. I mean, the one I do think of a lot would be... if I'm allowed to pick bands from history...
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of them are still alive, but, you know, the band, as in, like, Robbie Robertson and all that crew. Yeah. Robbie Robertson's still alive.
Yeah.
What I always loved about the band is that they're the best kind of, like, arrangers and backing band. Like, The Last Waltz is the fucking greatest rock and roll film ever. And what I love about it is that Neil Young in that film is better than he ever was. Joni Mitchell is better than she ever was. Van Morrison's better than he ever was, because they were just the best band. You know, they were so good as a band. So, you know, in my dreams.
You have a crowd of people you're building a band with.
Yeah, totally. And just to kind of go, hey, here are the chords. What are we doing with this one?
Okay,
that would be
nice idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I know that's kind of cheating. That's not quite the question that you asked, but
no,
fuck it. There we go.
It's all right, it's okay, but it's a nice try to get some people together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of good musicians. That's
Whoa.
An exciting noise. It was a big one.
What is it? A ship? Okay, next question. We have...
Here it comes. That was the siren. Oh, he's gone. Right.
Something about bands and songs. You have connection to some German musicians. I know Donuts. You know T.S. Ullmann from Quentin Tiff and Cleef.
Yeah.
Ingo from the Donuts translated for you. Kleine Schritte.
Yeah. I can't remember it.
And it's difficult to sing for you.
Very hard.
I guess German is horrible for...
It's also after 2 years, my German, I forgot. Mein Deutsch ist langsam heute. Mm-hmm. And that's all of my German.
But could you imagine to make a song half English, half German with one of them?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, in principle, absolutely. I mean, I'm always like... I feel a bit... intimidated, like when I talk to Ingo, because Ingo speaks perfect English and can write in English, and he speaks perfect German and can write in German. I've only got one language, he's got two, so he's got the... I have to trust him when he tells me the lyrics in German. Like when he sent me the lyrics,
but you don't know what you are singing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When he sent me the lyrics of Kleine Schritte, I was like, and you're not like fucking with me here. And he was like, no, you're all good, don't worry.
It would be nice to hear some stuff like this.
Yeah,
one German, one English,
definitely.
And chorus together.
Well, and try and find something we could write a song about it, about being friends. Or
yeah, it's a nice idea.
Yeah, definitely.
now I came back to my life as a Frank Turner fan. Some songs you wrote about this girl called Amy.
Yeah.
I guess there are three short songs, I guess.
Yeah. I think
and the last one was Telltale.
Telltale Songs, yes. Yeah.
On Tape the Card. Mm. It seems that the Amy story is running out. Could the fans hope that you will present us an older Amy, maybe wiser Amy in future?
I haven't seen her for a long time, and I'm now a married man, so I probably won't.
But I read that Amy isn't a person from.
She's 90% based on one person.
But there are other influences.
Yeah, there's a few other influences, but like the person she's based on, I mean, I haven't seen in a long time now.
Okay.
I'm told that she's happy and she has kids now, and that's great. But I mean, I don't know. I never say never, right? We shall see.
But it's an interesting question because
the
story break up, and then what is Amy doing now?
She
as a fan.
She lives in the west of England. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Could be a part of a song.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, she lives in the west of England. She lives on a farm, actually. I'm just told.
Okay.
There you go. We're writing the song right now. That's it. She lives in the west of England.
Nice idea. You thought that you listen to music. Actually, do you have a band on the radio, mainstream, or something else you hear at the moment?
I sort of don't know what you. It's difficult to know what mainstream means, you know. I listen to a lot of music. And sometimes, like, I go through phases. Like, the last couple of years, I've been in a big, like, death and black metal place in my music listening.
Okay.
It's not really influencing my songwriting very much, but, like, listening to some Cannibal Corpse and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm big into that. There's a physical sensation to that music, which I really like. Do you know, it feels like being beaten up, you know? It's just like... Da, 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 da. I'm big into Idols. They're pretty mainstream, right?
Yeah.
I think Idols are fucking unbelievable. That band's incredible. Got a lot of time for them. There's a lot of exciting new punk music coming out of the UK right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say their band name, but there's a band called CLTDRP. I don't know if it's supposed to be like Cult Drop or something, or Clip Drop maybe. I don't know. But they're from Brighton, and I've recently just started listening to them, and they're really, really great. The Oozes, who actually produced a song for the Oozes, but the Oozes are going to take over the world. And then I thought the new Killers record was really good.
I thought it was a really
interesting idea for a record. I really enjoyed that. I didn't like the new Red Hot Chili Peppers record.
I listened only two or three songs.
I am not a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. No, so good luck to them. I hope they do well, but yeah,
they are famous enough.
Yeah, do you know, well, and they have a lot of fans, and that's cool.
What I like is that you, when you're on stage, you visit sometimes other musicians on the shows. I remember one with Brian Fallon.
Oh yeah.
And other stuff. And
yeah, it's always
how
fun.
how you get to the shows? Are you at the same place?
The same place. I mean, it's a funny thing though, because like now that I've been a professional musician for a long time. And a lot of my friends are musicians and stuff. And it's like, you go down to hang out. If you end up that you're in the same town, it's like, fucking hey, let's hang out. And then more often than not, people go, oh, do you want to get up and sing a song? And it's always a lovely question to be asked. But I don't always say yes, because I don't want to be that guy who can't go to a show without getting on the stage. You know what I mean? Like, some nights it's nice to just go and be in the audience.
Yeah.
You know? Although I had one of my favorite show memories ever. Do you know Converge? A metal band called Converge?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hardcore band, whatever. They're like possibly my favorite band of all time. And I went to see them, and I know those guys. And Jake was like, do you want to sing a song with us? And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Don't worry. And then I got into the audience, And it was the last song of the show. They were playing Last Light, which is my favorite Converge song. They were finishing with this. And I was in the pit, you know. And then I was crowd surfing. And then Jake saw me and just grabbed my collar and pulled me onto the stage and just threw the mic at me and was like, do it, motherfucker. And I was like, okay.
There's no way to say no.
And it was cool as fuck, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's always an honor to sing with people, you know. Sometimes it's nice to just be an audience guy as well. How are we doing?
We've got to finish in a couple minutes.
Okay, let's do.
Okay.
We can do a couple more if you want.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I have a question. You are married since 1 year?
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
Two
and a half years.
Yeah,
okay.
Years, yeah. I have the date here in case I forget.
Oh. Your wife is a musician also?
Yes, she is. In fact, her album comes out in 2 weeks.
I know.
Yes, okay, good. Excellent. Good.
I heard the first single. Mm-hmm. Through the lockdown and pandemic times, it's easier for you because you can stay together.
Of course.
And now you are on tour, and I think it feels like you're always on tour.
Yeah.
Everywhere, never any tour to everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And your wife also plays.
Yeah, yeah,
and
sure.
She can get with you.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, like the music she makes is very different from the music I make, and that's good. And she's knows this whole world of music I don't know very well. I mean, she's been teaching me, obviously, and I've been playing her Cannibal Corpse records, and she hates them. But we did a lot of shows together in the UK over the last couple of years when shows were possible. Quite often we would play together, and it's cool, but like she's said, you know, she wants to go and play more shows that are like her world, like more traditional folk stuff or whatever. And she was opening for Richard Thompson for a while recently, which was great because he's like the grand old man of English folk music, and that's a better fit for her to play with him than it is for me. Obviously, my fans are nice to her. Of course they are. This is my fucking wife. But, like, but you know, her natural her natural audience is slightly different, you know. So, I was on tour when we met, you know. We went on 2 dates, and then I went on tour for 4 months when we first met. So, like, you know, we definitely... She knows the deal. We got pretty used to seeing each other every day for 2 years. I think that there's a bit of adjustment going on right now about trying to remember how the fuck we do this, you know. But we'll get there. It'll be good. It'll be cool.
And is there a possibility if you go to USA and the Creator Tour that they come?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I think. It's always lovely for me to have my wife on tour. It's fucking cool, you know. Makes things easier. Although then somebody has to look after the cat.
What's the name of the cat?
Booty Cat.
Ah, yeah, no,
yeah,
no,
booty,
no,
cat,
booty,
yeah.
Booty
Cat. Yeah.
Mats asked him if you can sing "The Time of My Life."
Bob saw the video.
That was pretty good. That was fun.
Your wife, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. We were trying to find a song that we both liked. That's the one we found.
It's not so easy to have there at support if she's punk rock. It's easier.
and you can
take it with you all the way, all the time.
Well, it's also, I think she doesn't want to constantly just be seen as just being my wife or whatever. Do you know what I mean? She wants to do shows where she's an artist and it's about her and it's not about me in any way. And I think that's a healthy thing, you know?
Okay. I hear the music starting inside.
Yes, and I'm sorry that we have to wrap up.
Oh, it's fine, very fine.
But vielen Dank, thank you for your time.
Very nice to have you for the interview.
Definitely, and you guys coming to the show?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's going to be. Make sure you catch Pet Needs.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
We're early, and then.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll see you then. Hey, thank you, man. Sorry to.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys. All the best.
Ja, das war unser Exklusivinterview mit Frank Turner vom Ostermontag. Wir hoffen, es hat euch gut gefallen. Wir hoffen, ihr konntet alles halbwegs verstehen. Und wir hoffen, dass die Züge euch nicht allzu sehr genervt haben. Ich sage auf Wiederhören, bleibt gesund.
Stay real, stay tuned. Auf Wiedersehen.
Musik macht Menschen unsterblich. Aber hinter dem Glanz der Bühne beginnt die Dunkelheit. Machtmissbrauch, Gier, Lügen und Geschichten, die nie ans Licht kommen sollten.
And the shock news this morning is that ex-Beatle John Lennon has been shot dead in New York.
The singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead in her North London flat.
Tatort, Musik, Sex, Crime und Rock'n'Roll.
Hallo, ich bin Malte Asmus und in Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll gehe ich solchen Geschichten nach. Wir erzählen von den wahren Skandalen der Musikindustrie, von Machtspielen hinter goldenen Schallplatten, von zerstörerischen Beziehungen, von Geld, das Karriere macht und Leben ruiniert. Von Amy Winehouse bis Kurt Cobain, von Betrug und Korruption bis zu Gewalt und Mord.
Shakur was shot 4 times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas.
Wir rekonstruieren, was wirklich geschah und fragen, wer trägt eigentlich die Schuld, wenn Ruhm gefährlich wird? Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll. Wahre Skandale, echte Verbrechen, Geschichten über Ruhm, Rausch und den Preis dafür, alles zu wollen. Abonniert Tatort Musik am besten schon jetzt im Podcatcher eurer Wahl und folgt uns auch bei TikTok und Instagram. Alle Links findet ihr selbstverständlich in den Shownotes. Wir hören uns.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts aus der weiten Welt der Musik findest du auf meinmusikpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.